Okay, hopefully everyone can hear me all right. We got the recording started. I'd like to, again, welcome everybody to the call and say how honored we are to have you here. I'm actually going to make the intro very, very short tonight because we've got a great guest on. We've got a great topic, the topic of acidity. We're really going to be focusing on and talking about how we get away from so much of the acidic environment that we're faced with in America today, and all over the world for that matter, some things that we can do to get more alkaline. Before I do that, though, and before I introduce our guest, I'd like to say, as we've had a lot of people really coming to our Facebook page, liking our page there, I'd like to invite each and every one of you to do that. We always keep everything updated on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/CoreHealthProducts. And would love to have as many of you on there as we can, because that's really where we keep everyone updated on what's going on. I would also like to say, and very proud of the fact, many of you heard me say a couple of weeks ago on our call, but 7 of the 8 Major League Baseball teams that made it to the playoffs this year, 7 of the 8 of them, folks, are using Core Health products. And I'm extremely honored and proud that we're able to associate and provide products to that many Major League Baseball teams. After the 8, it went down to 4 that made it to the semis, and all 4 of those teams use our nutritional products. And now I'm proud to say that with the 2 teams that are in the World Series, both of those teams use our nutritional products. In fact, just today, I was texting back and forth with the head strength and conditioning coach for the St. Louis Cardinals, and folks, we're extremely fortunate to be able to be associated with teams like that. And I share that with you honestly, humbly as I possibly can, because it's not about us, it's about the products. And we often laugh and say that our products were formulated for the masses, yet good enough for the pros. And I think that's really a good way of pointing out some of the value that our products bring to people. Many of you heard me say in our when I lecture across the country that each and every one of us are athletes, if you will, on our own field of play. So the fact that we're providing products that are improving the quality of performance for multi-million-dollar athletes and athletic organizations, it's no more important to improve their performance than it is to improve your performance on your field of play, whether that be the field landscape of being a mother and a father, the landscape or the field of whatever it might be. We are all trying to improve our quality of performance and our quality of health, and that's what Core Health Products really stands for. That is what our goal is in doing calls like this, is to bring to light and bring to the forefront the information that people like you that follow us and listen to us, that we're so humbled to have on these calls, hopefully can find a piece of that information or the call tonight that resonates with you. You can apply it into your life and then share it with others. And that's ultimately what we ask everybody to do, is if this message that we share makes sense to you, please do share it with others. So, with that, let me introduce who our guest is on the call tonight. Probably most of you, other than the first-time callers or maybe second-time callers, know this individual. He's someone that's been on our calls quite often. He's known very well throughout the country as a pharmacist. He actually owns and operates 3 pharmacies. His wife is a pharmacist as well. This individual is someone that I respect truly as much as anybody out there because of what his education and upbringing was in the field of medicine, being a pharmacist, his wife being a pharmacist. They're being inundated with drugs and all those things that are typically used in Western medicine, and having been able to watch Billy and work with Billy as he has brought other ways of improving the quality of people's lives. And I'll let him share with you. I'm not saying that he's got away from any of the other things, but the alternatives that he is using, the way that he is improving the quality of life for people, has been truly something that I respect very much. So without any further introduction, Billy, are you on? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir, Shane, I am.
Well, Billy, as always, and I don't need to go through it like we always do, but, man, thank you for being on the call. Your time is so valuable. I know your wife and your children very well, and, you know, please thank them for allowing you to take the time and be on these calls. You bring such a great amount of knowledge for us.
Thank you for having me, Shane. I really appreciate it.
Well, we'll continue to do it. And as I said, folks, tonight's call is really focusing on the pH balancing of the body. At Core Health Products, we are becoming more and more familiar with and even focusing, I might even use that word, focusing on how do we help people get from an acidic lifestyle, an acidic world, back over into that alkaline pH. It's sad how fast and how dramatic the overall pH, the tissue pH of America has gotten acidic. And we're going to talk about some of those things tonight and what are some of the things that we can do to reverse that, get it back up there to neutral and even back into the alkaline side. And so we're going to touch on various different topics. But first of all, let's start with Billy. If you would, share with us that from your perspective, seeing people come in your facility there and literally people come in there and stand in line to get access to your knowledge, to your alkaline water, to your alkaline-producing enzymes, and so on and so forth. Give us a little bit of your perspective of what you see and the challenges that you see that's burdening America today.
Well, Shan, I mean, when we look at the studies and what the new research shows, you know, acidity is a factor in almost every disease we can name or think of, and from cancer to diabetes to stomach disorders to, I mean, just literally blood pressure, arthritis is a huge one. So, and that's the kind of stuff that I'm dealing with typically on a daily basis. And what, you know, one of the first questions that I like to ask folks is, what do you drink? How much water do you drink? Sometimes I get the answer, oh, I don't like water. Sometimes I get, all I drink is water. But most commonly what I get is, oh, I drink soft drinks, I drink tea, I drink, you know, the typical thing that most Americans are drinking, because that's what we see advertised on TV. It's just a way of life in America. And you do such a good job of teaching that 75 to 80% of our body, it should be made up of water. So the most important thing that I try to emphasize with these folks is, number one, God designed your body to be that percentage of water, that high percentage of water. That's the one of the first things, if not the first thing, we should look at. And then the second thing is, what's the quality of the water we're putting in our bodies? Most typically, people understand that the tap waters have a lot of chemical treatments and different things that may not be the healthiest way to go. So they say, well, and I was guilty of this myself, I buy bottled water. Well, when you go through and do the tests like you and I have done so many different times at so many different places, you find that almost every, or really every single water we find is acidic other than kangen water. So the first thing I want to try to get people to do is think about that tissue and think about what you were just discussing, that we have to change the tissue of the pH of the tissues to a more alkaline state. And the number one way, or one of the best ways, is to drink alkaline kangen microclustered water.
Yeah, you know, Billy, earlier today when I was preparing for the call tonight, I literally sat back and I took myself back, and I'm relatively young, I'm 43 years old, so I took myself back just 20, 25 years ago. I grew up in a relatively small town, but, you know, there, even that short period of time ago, there was no such thing, really, even at that time, of bottled water. All the water we drank at that time was tap water. And so, you know, when we look at now, what most people don't realize, that all of those bottled waters are so much more acidic than our tap water. And I'm not saying that tap water is good. There's reasons why our tap water is neutral. It's based on chemicals. But the bottled waters that is so prevalent in America today, everybody has gone just in the last 10, 15 years to, oh, you got to drink bottled water. You can't drink tap water. You got to drink bottled water. So you look at that shift alone. Then I also started thinking, Billy, and I don't know, you know, what your family was like, but I know growing up, my parents would let us have maybe one can of soda once a week on a Thursday or Friday night when we had a special dinner as a family. And man, that was a, you know, that was a treat. It was a once a week type thing at the very most. But now we see the access to these super acidic drinks, carbonated drinks, and so on. And people don't think twice about drinking a, you know, 32 or 64 ounce or 100 and some odd ounce of those liquids every single day. So the very shift in a short 15, 20 years from the liquids we had access to then and the liquids that we have access to now are dramatically different in pH. So it's, to me, the driving force, or one of the driving forces behind that massive increase in diseases that we're seeing. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely, Shan. I mean, I was just thinking of what you were saying and how it did used to be when I was growing up. It may have been a soft drink or two on a weekend, like you said, a special night, a special dinner with the family. I was thinking today, there's a QT store that's opened right down the street from the pharmacy, and they've got a big sign out, 64-ounce soft drink, you know, fountain soft drink. 49 cents. And people think, a lot of Americans, average Americans, think, well, God, that's a really good deal. And they maybe get one or two a day, one going to work and one coming home. Well, like you said, they've had a gallon of soda, which is, as you know, and as we teach a lot, 50,000 times, approximately 50,000 times more acidic than the pH of the blood should be. So the body has to go through so many reactions and knee-jerk reactions, I'll even call them, to try to offset that amount of acidity that we're putting in our bodies today, that other things are going to suffer. I mean, and we see it with the arthritis numbers. I mean, what is it, 50, 60 million Americans have arthritis. Well, the estimates are that over 50% of that is gouty or uric acid arthritis. So if we can get the alkalinity back into the tissues and back into the body will it has dramatic improvements very quickly in a lot of cases.
And that's what's been fun for both of us and many of you on the call is being able to watch people improve their quality of life by simply changing some of those pH factors. We've so far talked about the liquid portion of it, and we'll come back to that talking about some of the solutions, but we've really defined five factors that we'd like to bring to the forefront tonight. First being the beverages and the liquids that we're drinking, but secondly, you know, we can't just say, well, yeah, those beverages are killing us. We've got to look at the foods and our diet as well. We see that same dramatic shift that I was talking about in a few short years. That same shift in our food consumption. Again, growing up as a kid, it was not uncommon to see more salads and more vegetables and things like that as snacks, and that was just the way of life. And you know, we're not blaming anybody. It's just for whatever reason we have accepted as a society that today snacks don't include those alkaline type fruits and vegetables and diets and stuff. Instead, we're eating things that are much more acidic, and often we're saying, well, yeah, I do eat these meats or whatever, these proteins, but I eat lean meat. Well, when we're talking specifically from the pH perspective, it doesn't matter. Well, it does matter, but it's not the driving force behind whether that food or those foods are going to change the pH of the body. So, you know, Billy, the dairy products, the meats that we're eating, the high sugar content and all of these foods that we're consuming, all of that is also contributing to this massive shift in pH. Agreed?
Absolutely, Shan. I mean, we see so many folks with decreased immune systems and with osteoporosis at younger ages and with all these gut issues, the IBS, the Crohn's, the colitis, the diverticulitis, all those things. And you'll typically find that a lot of it, or certainly a major contributing factor, is dairy products because they're very inflammatory. And the sugar causes the insulin response, which is the most inflammatory substance in our body. And, of course, we all need insulin, and we understand that. But it's when we spike that insulin with the dairy, which is full of sugar, with the sugary snacks and products like you were talking about, we've gotten away from the fruits and the veggies. It just leads to a disaster. And then when you combine it with the fact that most folks are drinking that 64 ounce or more of soft drink a day or the acidic teas and things, it becomes something that the body can no longer overcome and still function effectively. And it just becomes a burden that the body just cannot overcome without some changes taking place.
Well, Billy, I want to share something here that, you know, almost every call that we do or every event that we get an opportunity to share, I almost always get someone that says, gosh, I learned something new tonight that I didn't know before. And I'm going to share something that honestly, guys, until today, I didn't know before. And that is this. We have talked for years about the damaging effects of sugar. We've talked about how, you know, acidity, how high in acid production. We've talked about how it's in everything. We've talked about how it's changing the health of America, you know, the dairy and the meats and things like that. And then that sugar is kind of the one thing that everybody agrees is horrible. It's so acidic and so on. Well, here's what I did not know. Sugar is not acidic. Sugar is 7.0. Sugar is neutral. It's not acidic, nor is it alkaline. However, it causes, it ferments so quickly. It breaks down and ferments so quickly and allows for almost an instant proliferation of microformed bacteria. And that microformed bacteria is what is the massive, causes a massive acid spike. So I just thought that was interesting that we talk like sugar is so acidic when it's not, but it is very acid-causing. And the reason I bring that up is because there are some other things that do that same thing that we're going to get to. But I thought that was very unique that the sugar isn't acidic by itself.
That is something I did not know, Shannon, until you just told me something right there.
Yeah, I didn't either. But, and here's the point, and I'm actually gonna bring in one of our other factors here. Some of the things that we do cause a spike or an acid production or an acid spike more so than the substance itself. For example, and I've been using this more and more and more, and Billy, you've heard me say it time and time again now. Most of you on this call would not touch a carbonated beverage for a $5 bill. If I said I'll give y'all $5 if you drink a big, 32-ounce Pepsi, probably no one on this call would do that because you know the high acidity of it. And I would almost guarantee that there are many of you on this call that wouldn't do it for $100, and I bet there are a handful of you on this call that wouldn't do it for $1,000 because you know how acidic those carbonated beverages and sugary beverages are. Okay, and I commend you on that. However, you need to understand very clearly what I'm about to say. And that is that the indigestion or the inability to digest meat and dairy in particular cause a massive spike in acid production significantly faster and at a higher rate, steeper rate, than any carbonated beverage. Every time you consume a food, primarily meats and dairies and things like that, that do not have the enzymes in them because they have been cooked or pasteurized, that lack of enzyme causes the body to go into a response that causes that acid, that massive acid spike. Enzymes are, in my opinion, you all know that Core Health Products is an enzyme-based company that we are leaning and moving more and more towards how do we create an alkaline lifestyle, becoming alkaline to the core. How do we do that? And enzymes are one of the main, most important factors in doing that, as importantly as changing that 75 or 80% of our water, which is the alkaline water. So, Billy, if you would share some of your experiences with our digestive health or our core health pack and how we've seen so many people improve in so many different ways.
Well, you know, Shan, that really, what you were saying there really makes me think of a particular case of a small child, and I talked to you about this kid. I had a mom who had taken the child off all the dairy, all the gluten, all the everything. And the child still cried constantly. Took him to the doctor and they said, hey, you know, there's some digestive issues. We want to put him on, you know, a typical drug that they would use to suppress the acid. Well, she came to me and said, you know, I just don't feel good about that. We changed the diet, but we're just not getting, the results. And so we talked about using the core health pack with this small child to empty the capsules into their food or drink, into his food or drink. And these are people who've been suffering for almost a year with a kid who was constantly crying and upset. And it made me really think, and I just was looking up this text from her. This is the mom, says, thank you. Cam is now eating good, sleeping through the night, once again without screaming, and is pooping like a champ. He is a new kid and feels great. Great to hear that all these products are working. He actually got a hold of some goldfish at church if he isn't supposed to have that. Typically, this would cause his stomach pain and screaming. But with the supplements, he had no issue at all. Yes, praise God. And she just goes on to continue to say it has been a godsend. It's a new child. It's a new family. They are so blessed to have found something that has changed their lives and their kids' life. And I think that all of that goes back to what you were saying, the inability to digest those foods, even though they had taken him off the most typical foods that we would think of as being acidic or being a problem. His body, for whatever reason, just didn't seem to have the ability to do it. And, you know, as we age, what is it? We lose 12% of our enzyme production every decade of life. Is that right?
Yeah, every 10 years past the age of 30, you drop 12% enzymatic production from the pancreas.
And you can imagine this is a very young child that's already having these issues, and I don't know if it's a factor of what we're doing to our food and the things that we've talked about, what everybody's drinking and eating, and it's just a genetic factor or whatever. But I'm seeing it in younger and younger children. I see kids every day every week probably with Crohn's and colitis. I mean teenagers or less. And so exactly your point of the body not being able to process these foods is huge in causing disease and causing this chronic acidic condition that leads to so many problems. So I think you're dead on. I mean, we have to be able to metabolize or digest the foods that we're taking in, even if they're quality foods.
Yeah, so true. so true, Billy. I see that there are, you know, there are some very basic principles, and hopefully you all that have followed Core Health long enough know that I truly believe in the core principles of nature. And if we'll follow those basic principles, it's not hard. If we'll follow those basic principles of getting our body alkaline, filling our body with alkaline-based water, consuming foods that are enzyme-rich and alkaline. Folks, there are some very specific nutrients that are very alkalizing to the body. Things like spirulina and wheatgrass and oatgrass and barley grass and alfalfa and, you know, those the spinaches and they're just, those are alkalizing nutrients that we can start changing the body from from acidic back to that alkaline environment. We can do it with enzymes. It really isn't that difficult, and I don't mean to oversimplify what seems to be one of the most challenging, one of the biggest challenges in health in America today, but I really do believe that it is that simple. Get back to the core principles of nature. Consume food. You know, Billy, I think you and I talked about it. There's one common denominator in every single food that God has created. Every single food that is raw, or every living thing, not even food, every plant, every tree, every human being, every living tissue, every single thing that has life to it, there's one common denominator, and that is that they are packed full of enzymes. And when you take those enzymes out, that food or that living entity ceases to exist, ceases to live. And so why in the world would we consider eating a diet rich in foods that might have high nutritional value, but if you don't have the one common denominator, which are those enzymes, the nutritional value is not going to be there because it is of no value to the body. And so I kind of got off a little bit here, Billy, but I think it's important for people to realize that enzymes are that vitally important to life itself.
I agree, holy Shan, and you are totally correct in the fact that I have challenged so many folks to just drink alkaline water and take the Core Health Pack. And I'm telling you, it's for 90% of the folks that I deal with, it makes such a huge difference. And typically, it takes very little time. They see the difference very quickly. I had a guy today who's a car salesman, and he just said, you know, I'm a car salesman. I don't eat well. I don't exercise. I work a lot of hours. He's been on the Core Health Pack and the water for 2 weeks. He's lost 12 pounds. So we see those results, and you're right. Just get back to what God intended to be there, and the body will, it's amazing what the body will do.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. Well, Billy, let's also touch on one other factor real quickly. We've talked about the liquids that are causing acid production. We talked about some of the foods, the dairy products, the meats, the sugars, and things like that. Many of you are not going to get away from eating some of those foods, but if you don't digest them, it will cause a spike in acid production, and we can go on and on about that. But let's also talk about another acid-producing scenario, and that is stress. Folks, it has been studied and studied and studied, I don't know how many hundreds of, if not thousands of times, that increased stress increases both lactic and other acid productions within the body, and has proven and studied and proven out that increased stress increases disease, mainly cancer. So again, we know that relationship is there: increase acid, increase disease. And so let's talk just a little bit about, you know, why when we have that stress in our life, what does it affect and how does it affect that, and maybe some different ways to reduce that stress.
Yes, Shan, certainly. I mean, the stress response today, again, in the U.S., is just, it's unbelievable, and I mean, it's unavoidable. So, you know, we need ways to try to minimize our stress. We're not going to get away from it in the fast-paced world we live in. But the effects that stress has on the body, as you've already pointed out, can certainly cause some more acidic conditions, can certainly cause more diseases such as cancer and diabetes and high blood pressure, certainly. Because when the body is under so much stress, the body will divert different substances, different hormones especially, to try to produce the stress hormone that we need, the cortisol, the adrenaline that we need. And so our other hormones and things suffer. And this causes, you know, undue stress, undue acid production in the gut. And then we have the issues that come along with that, the more inflammation, the more acid, the more reflux, the more things that can happen. And, you know, a lot of studies and a lot of gastroenterologist folks now say that the brain, the gut, is like our second brain, that there's so many neurons in the gut. And, you know, a high percentage of ulcers that are caused from stress. And so stress greatly affects the gut. And if the gut is the place that 90% of the serotonin is made, or our feel-good, kind of feel-good hormone that all the drugs are trying to increase, we've got to think, what are we doing to ourselves when we put that stress on and the gut's inflamed and the gut's not working right and we're pumping out more acid, and we just set ourselves up for failure. You know, and I don't know good ways, like I say, to get rid of stress. There are certainly ways we can reduce stress, like exercise, prayer, meditation. But it is truly a killer for Americans and for all, you know, all the world. But, I mean, particularly here in America, I live a very high-paced, stressful life, as most of us do.
Well, you know, Billy, I'm just sitting here, and I know when I just threw the conversation back to you a minute ago and said let's maybe even talk about some ways to reduce stress, as I sat here and started thinking about that, I guess I'm going to be real transparent here for a second. My lifestyle, and Billy, I knowing you and your family, you're probably going to say the same thing, but, you know, people will say, you've got to find a way to release some of that stress, and you know, maybe it's yoga, maybe it's sitting and meditation and things like that. But I got to tell you the truth: if I sat down and tried to meditate for 10 minutes, that's going to do nothing but increase my stress. It's just that's the way I am. And so what I was just thinking about though is, you know, a lot of us in today's lifestyle, we have a lifestyle that may not allow us to do all those things that relieve that stress, but I guarantee you what I do know is that if I can't reduce the stress, I can neutralize the acid that stress is causing to be produced. And I can do that through changing my water, consuming alkaline-type nutrients, and taking a large amount of broad-range digestive enzymes or probiotics. I know that those three things in particular can and will neutralize, at least to a pretty major degree, that acid that is going to be produced by the fact that I am running 16, 18 hours, sometimes 20 hours a day. So I guess that would kind of be a different way of looking at it, Billy.
Absolutely, Shannon. You make great points. And as you know, and as I know about you, We're both running, traveling, doing all these things, and it is high stress. And I'm like you. If I have 10 minutes to just sit down and meditate, I may go crazy. So I certainly understand that. But you make some very good points of things that can help. And, you know, one thing I was thinking, you had mentioned earlier the greens, the spinaches, the broccoli, the spirulinas, those things. Those are great. Ways that the body can have the nutrition that it needs to try to fight the stress. And, of course, the B vitamins and things that are in the core health pack. So those are ways that we can certainly fight stress because, like I say, and you and I know, and I think all the audience knows, we're not going to get away from it. We have to try to minimize it, though. And we even talked about tonight, I did a hormone class, and we talked about stress. And, you know, some people just have to change their lifestyle maybe, or change their career even, because some people handle stress better than others, of course, but certainly doing the things you mentioned with the enzymes, the exercise, meditation, prayer, are ways that we can try to minimize the effects of stress, certainly.
Yeah, that is so true, Billy, and, you know, folks, Part of my mission and my goal and having people like Billy and the rest of our core health team here, Chris and Liz at the order department and information department, and I mean, we got such a great team, and part of our mission is to bring and make available ways for people to improve their quality of life. And I will tell you right now that part of our goal and part of our mission is to bring to you not only the education, but the products and other things that are required for us to be able to alkalize the body. And I will tell you, you're going to see a shift in our company as well as we move forward, even more so towards those alkalizing factors, things that we can do to help people truly become alkaline by living every single day. And so I look forward to sharing that with you, and as we wrap our minds and our arms around how do we do that, how do we bring everything that you would need to truly become alkaline. It's my belief, and Billy, I'd like to get your input on it. You know, you and I are close enough friends that if you disagree, you'll certainly tell, and I respect the heck out of that, but I personally believe that with a few pretty small steps, commitments, yes, but small steps, we can truly get any body back into an alkaline environment. And those steps, of course, would include alkaline water. Those steps would, of course, include an alkaline diet, in incorporating many of the things you talked about from the wheat grasses, no grasses, and things like that. It would also certainly include some essential fatty acids and then digestive enzymes, you know, really the things that we stand for at Core Health Products. And I absolutely believe that we can take any body and change or shift that pH back into an alkaline environment. I don't think it's that hard.
Stan, I think it's really simple to get the information and for us to give the information. I think that it is hard, however, for folks a lot of times to follow through. And sometimes I think it's almost so simple that they say, well, that can't work. But I agree 100% that it will work, and it will work for anybody. I've seen it from the stage 4 cancer patient to the young child to the some of the sickest folks you could believe with kidney failures and diabetes and just on and on and on. So I agree. It is not that difficult to do. It is sometimes difficult to get that commitment. And I, you know, I told a lady today, she had wanted to buy the Core Health Pack, and I talked to her about the Core Pack and the water. And, you know, I could tell there was some hesitation, and I told her, I said, you know, just don't buy this if you're not going to use it. I said, because quite simply, I said, I'm not trying to be funny or anything, but it just won't work in that container. You have to put it in the body for it to work, and sometimes it's just the education process, I think, to get them to understand that it does work, and it is not typically that hard. It doesn't mean it's going to solve every problem, but we can certainly start to make that shift that you're talking about and see improvement. Most typically within just a few days if they'll really drink the water and use the core pack. I mean, it's typically that simple. Yes, sir.
Well, I would like to say for everybody listening and everybody that will listen to this even after it's recorded and spread out through everywhere tomorrow that I am committed, folks. My company, Core Health Products, my staff, my friends and advisors and people like Billy, we are committed, and I will tell you that Core Health Products will do everything we can to bring you not only the education, but also the products, the tools, maybe variation in tools, whether books or CDs or whatever we can do to help spread that message, we're going to do it. That is our commitment. We're a company that is 4 years strong. We're a company that is debt-free. We're a company that is American-based. Every ingredient we use is American-grown. And we are definitely, guys, going to continue to make a difference. And that is our commitment and our goal. So I guess my request would be to each of you is please share this information with your friends and family. And it doesn't mean that they have to buy our products. I'm simply saying that we will bring and continue to bring the messages and opportunities to help people understand the things that they need to do. And if that allows them to do it at GNC or any other store, pharmacy, or whatever else, I'm okay with that. But I am absolutely committed to becoming an alkaline company that teaches alkaline literally to the core, and we will do that. So, Billy, I appreciate your time and your friendship and everything else. Any closing comments from you or anything you'd like to share?
Well, Shan, I would like to say that absolutely, beyond the shadow of a doubt, I believe that in my pharmacy, for the past 6 or 7 years since I've been going through this anti-aging fellowship, that I have tried to carry the highest quality only products. And people hear me say it all the time. I do not carry anything that I wouldn't take or recommend my family to take. And out of those 5 or 6 years, I'm not exactly sure now how long I've been carrying core products, but I can honestly say beyond a shadow of a doubt, they are the highest quality, most effective, most price-effective supplements that I've ever carried. And it is amazing the results that I hear every single day, 5 days a week from people. It really is mind-boggling, and you and I have talked about it before. There are days that I want to walk out and say, that's it, it's not worth it. And then that person will come in and say, you made such a difference. My diverticulitis is gone. My kid's Crohn's disease is gone. My diabetes, I'm off my meds, my sugar is normal. I've lost 220 pounds, I've canceled double knee replacement. I canceled rotator cuff surgery. And that is basically, like you said, we're changing the alkalinity of their body with Kangen water, with joint health in some cases, with heart health in some cases, with core health in some cases, with core EFA in some cases, and in some cases with combinations of those. And I just want to make sure that your audience realizes when you say that and you make that commitment from you and Liz and Chris and the company, I mean, it is true. And I find it to be true, and I just don't think there's any products like yours out there. And you say you can, it doesn't matter if it's from GNC or wherever, and I agree, it doesn't matter if they get the results. But it's been my experience that in most cases they will not get those results unless they're using the quality of your product.
Well, Billy, that is so humbling that you would say that, and I thank you so much because I do respect you, and you are well respected in your industry. So thank you. That means a lot and carries a lot of weight. And I echo again that Core Health Products is a company that is dedicated to bringing the tools and the products that will help people get back to an alkaline environment, and we're going to do it. And we couldn't do it without the help of people like you on this call and others that take this message out there. So thank you all for being on the call, and Billy, thank you for taking your time tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Shan.
All right, guys, in closing, you all know we always give a special for those of you that were on the call. We like to reward you, if you will, for being on the call. We're going to keep things very simple tonight. It's just going to be a simple 10% discount off of all orders, regardless of how much you order or what you order, with the exception of case pricing, those stores that order by the case. We can't give 10% off that, but 10% discount on all orders. Simply use the coupon code ALKALINE. That's ALKALINE. ALKALINE. You put that in the coupon code, you'll be given an automatic 10% off, and we're going to run that special through midnight tomorrow night. So feel free to use it yourself, share it with others, and please share our message with others, guys. The message is important. We're at a critical time in our country's history. I believe that if we don't take our own health back into our own hands, we're going to have to rely on someone else taking care of us, and I don't believe that is heading in a good direction personally. I will care for me, my family, my followers, and I will do a better job of making sure that they are healthy than anybody else can, I believe. So we welcome anybody and everybody to our message. Facebook, again, we like to do a lot on Facebook. We keep everyone updated there as well. So 10% discount tonight through midnight tomorrow night on all products ordered, with the discount code or coupon code ALKALINE. Thank you all so much for being on the call tonight. I truly appreciate and respect each and every one of you, and look forward to spending time with you as time permits. God bless. Have a great night, and we'll talk again soon. Goodbye.